Al Murray and Liz Williams met only about a year ago, but their pairing as artists in a new exhibition is two lifetimes in the making. The exhibition, titled Uprooted, is showing at Revolve in Asheville through September 3rd.
I've always been drawn to metal work, I think, as like an expression of a working class masculinity that I've never known how to embody.
Raised in Western Kentucky, Murray studied metal sculpture, gender studies, and queer theory in college and merged those pursuits after moving to Asheville 7 years ago.
I'm a trans-identified genderqueer person, and I did not grow up with that identity being modeled to me. What I did grow up with was a shop full of tools, a shop full of machines, and a welder. I took those materials, I took those gears and those chains and those valves and those hydraulics, and I brought them into this studio and I said, I'm just gonna reprocess my childhood. I've still been drawn to it as a way to figure out how to express who I am in the world and where that fits.
Murray builds sculptures from parts of bicycles, typewriters, roller skates, and other movable pieces. Some sculptures take the form of towers dotted with birds' nests made of wire.
They're very, some would say, a little steampunky. They do require human interaction to activate them, much the way our memories do. And there's a lot of visual metaphor in them.
Williams is a photographer originally from Columbia, South Carolina, and they moved from Athens, Georgia to Asheville 10 years ago with the expectation of a more inclusive community.
Being a queer person in a black body, sometimes you feel as though you're seen as less than or as a monster. Initially, when I was in high school, I would do photography kind of as the wallflower and take photos of people so I didn't have to necessarily interact with them. But now I'm actually going out of my way to meet up with people with their safe locations and spaces. And it's been a really interesting journey trying to get more comfortable in my community.
In this exhibition, Williams is showing about 10 colorful conceptual portraits, placing her subjects in mid-air, hovering in their bedrooms, outdoors, and other personal spaces. The idea for these portraits came from recurring dreams in which Williams felt safe and special while floating.
Sometimes with my self-portraits, some of the creatures that I create, they look kind of like inner demons that I'm battling with. But I've also been working on creating a more positive image that fights against those stereotypes, and that's included in my floating series that I've done now and trying to seem less dangerous and more celebrated.
This is the second annual exhibition from Southern Equality Studios, which is the new visual arts extension of the Campaign for Southern Equality. Murray and Williams are now on staff with the campaign and say their motives and messages go hand in hand.
Just acknowledging the political climate we're in, acknowledging heightened discrimination against trans folks and LGBTQ folks in this political climate, Southern Equality Studios decided to prioritize and the role of the arts and artists in catalyzing a force for LGBTQ lived and legal equality. So it was a no-brainer.
With art, you have storytelling, which can change people's minds and hearts for what you're hoping to gain, which is equity for everybody. So hopefully we'll be able to continue a story where people feel uplifted and also fight for social equity.
The exhibition Uprooted is at Revolve in Asheville's Ramp Studios building through September 3rd. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.